Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential. And I am so excited. We have John Lee Dumas, host of EOFire.com, an award-winning podcast where he interviews today's most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. JLD has interviewed over 1,400 entrepreneurs, and EOFire has over 1 million monthly listens. If you're looking to accomplish the number one goal in 100 days, John has a record-setting freedom journal that is waiting for you, thefreedomjournal.com. Welcome to the show, JLD.
Deborah, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I do have to first off apologize. I don't have nearly as cool of a background as you have. That's a gorgeous, is that a Paris photo behind you?
I think so.
And you know, I'm here, I'm in Maine visiting my family, so this is the best that I could do. My normal studio in Puerto Rico is a lot more intense in a good way.
And I've been to Puerto Rico. It's fabulous there. It's beautiful.
It is.
Well, I'm going to jump right in. I want to cut to the chase because I know we have you for a limited amount of time, and just so excited to have you here. And as we were chatting, I discovered EOFire while I was running, I think it's 200 sets of stairs. There's this whole stairwell, and it's pretty amazing view. So having EOFire lit me on fire. So I'm so excited to have you here.
Well, I'm excited to be here. You know, it's funny that I found podcasting the same way. I was going on these long runs, and I was like, I need something, not just music, to kind of, you know, challenge my mind. And back in 2010, I found podcasts, and I got in shape thanks to podcasting. I would look forward to my runs. I'm like, I gotta go finish that interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Through your interviews with entrepreneurs, what have you learned about the psychology of success and leadership?
Okay, well, number one, like, success leaves clues. So I'm a huge believer in standing on the shoulders of giants, you know, those that have come before us. Like, I've always been a big reader and consumer of content from Napoleon Hill, you know, the book Think and Grow Rich, to Gail Carnegie, to all through the ages, you know, up to the Tony Robbins of the 80s and 90s. And then, you know, just most recently, some of our entrepreneurs like Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, that are still rock and rolling today. So I love all of those things. I learned different things from all entrepreneurs and all walks of life and all generations as well. So to me, you know, success leaves clues. And within that, you are going to resonate with certain people, with certain ideas, with certain, you know, projects that you won't with others. And so just listen to yourself, say, you know, that doesn't feel right to me. Like, embrace that realization and that thought and stay away from that and say, you know, this works. Like, I feel good about this. Maybe explore that a little more and find out that it doesn't, or find out that it in fact does, and keep exploring that option. So I think that your gut, your intuition is going to be a big driver of you going forward. As you're consuming content, learning what it means to be a success, learning what it means to be an entrepreneur, let your gut, your intuition guide you and always be learning.
So with that being said, has your intuition ever led you astray?
Absolutely. I mean, it is not by any means, you know, this perfect North Star that's never going to be wrong. I mean, your gut, your intuition, it's there for you. It's trying, but it's human. You know, to err is human. So I am always trying things because it feels right. And it just might not work. I mean, it might be, by the way, right, but it just might not resonate with the audience that I'm trying to reach for any number of reasons. So I'm always a big believer of, you know, getting out there. I like to say, like, here's your comfort zone right here. All the magic, though, is happening outside of your comfort zone. So you can live in your comfort zone and you can have a pretty, you know, decent life. But if you really want to kind of grab that freedom, that excitement, you know, that passion, you know, that lives out here outside of your comfort zone. So listen to your gut, listen to your intuition, go towards what scares you, try it, and then just be very cognizant of, like, how are people reacting to this? Like, what's working, what's not? Is this working overall? You know, there's a great book by Seth Godin called The Dip. And that is the book about how a lot of people's businesses go like this, and then they kind of go down, and then they have this little plateau, and then they might have this big upswing. And a lot of people quit in this dip. But he says, listen, sometimes you do need to get through that dip to get here. But other times, when you're in a hole, the only way to get out of that hole is to stop digging. So there's no perfect answer. There's no recipe. There's no rhyme or reason. You just have to keep trying, keep iterating. And sometimes stop digging in that hole and start another one, because that might be your path to success.
Yeah. And that intuition comes in that final check that you should always just check in. So how has your life and mindset changed because of podcasting?
So podcasting just opened up a whole new world for me. In 2010, you know, I spent 4 years as an officer in the U.S. Army from 2002 to 2006. I tried law school and dropped out because it wasn't for me. I had tried corporate finance. I had tried real estate. I had done all of these traditional career paths because that was where my head was at. I just didn't have my mind open. Podcasting opened my mind and my world to other opportunities that were out there, to the fact that I could, you know, start a show with a microphone, you know, in my parents' cottage, which is where I'm at right now, and just like start interviewing people who I admired and learn from them one-on-one like this, but then share this one-on-one conversation with other people and then apply my learnings to try different things. You know, Entrepreneur on Fire, when I launched back in 2012, was not a financial success. I didn't make any money for 6 months. And by the way, the 3 months prior to launching, I obviously made no money because I was in pre-launch. So that was 9 months of me doing this every single day with no financial return, but knowing that I was improving as a human, knowing that I was learning, and also knowing that I was providing value to some people that were listening at that time. And that kept me going. That kept me iterating. That kept me trying things and failing and learning from those failures. And then, again, expanding my mind to what opportunities were out there. And that was 1,550 episodes ago. That was over 43 million listens ago. And as we're talking to date, EO Fire's grossed over $10 million in 4 years. So I didn't generate revenue right away, but once I started, it was a waterfall.
So you've accumulated all this money. You give away so much for free on your website. What's the secret to that?
So podcasting really resonated with me from day one because I looked at it as free, valuable, and consistent content. Like, I could go to iTunes, to Stitcher, and just click a subscribe button and get free, valuable, and consistent content. And I was listening to people who I was getting to know, like, and trust because they were having great guests on, and I was resonating with the guest, but also with the host as well. And I said, you know what? A lot of people focus on the guest, and that's important because the guest is like the spotlight, but you know, it's the host that I'm hearing every single day. There's different guests every single day, but there's the same host. So I was building the relationship as a consumer with the host, mm-hmm. although I was really, of course, enjoying what the guest was talking about, et cetera. But I realized that, wow, if I can create a podcast, it's free, it's valuable, and it's consistent content, I can build an audience. And when I build that audience, it's not going to come overnight, but over time, I'm going to be able to then reach out to the audience, which I call Fire Nation, my audience. And I can say, Fire Nation, like, what are you struggling with as an audience? And then I can just listen. And they can tell me their pain points, their obstacles, their challenges, their struggles. And then me, the person that they know, like, and trust, I can create the solution for them in the form of a product, a service, a community. And that's how I started to monetize, because I realized that, okay, if I can create a good enough solution for the real problems that my real audience is telling me that they're having, then they will invest in that solution if the pain point is strong enough. And that's when I started doing the one-on-one mentoring, and then launched a membership mastermind, and then wrote my first book, Podcast Launch, and then created my first community, Podcasters Paradise, which is a premium community for podcasting, how to create or monetize your own podcast. And since then, we've done a number of things that have continued to add more revenue streams to our business, but it all started with that free, valuable, and consistent content. So to this day, to your point, on our website, we have a huge section that just says free courses, because I don't want people that have never heard of me to come and they feel like they have to spend money on somebody that they don't know, like, or trust yet. So let me prove myself to you by giving you incredible value for free. And if you like it enough, you might want to go to the next level, which does cost money. So that's going to be for certain people. But at the very least, I just want to serve as many people as possible in a free capacity to help them better themselves.
So how important have relationships been in your business? Obviously, there's the no, like, and trust, but what have they done for you personally, and what have you realized about relationships?
Well, relationships are everything to my success. And I actually did not know that was going to be the case when I launched. I was like, okay, I'm going to have these guests on and they're going to talk. They're going to, you know, put up with me for 20 minutes and then that will be it. But then I realized these guests are human beings. Like, we're having a one-on-one conversation that means something. Like, when I see you, Deborah, at a conference, like, we're going to hug it out because, you know, we've had this one-on-one, you know, video chat with each other and, you know, we've built a relationship and that's meaningful. And I realized wow, like, this is, you know, when I interviewed Tim Ferriss, he was like a god to me. A year later, he emailed me directly and said, John, can we jump on a phone call? Because I want you to teach me about podcasting because I'm going to launch my podcast. So I guided and mentored Tim Ferriss for the launch of his podcast, which to me was like, wow. But he looked at me as somebody that he knew, liked, and trusted because we had this one-on-one conversation, you know, albeit short, whatever it might be. So those relationships were kind of a shock to me that they actually started to form and exist and last. And I realized that these were the things that were valuable. And so when I launched the Freedom Journal last year, which is a physical hardcover journal that, excuse me, guides you to accomplish your number one goal in 100 days, I said, how am I going to market this? Well, I went to my past guests and I said, hey, if you wouldn't mind, you know, you've been on my show. I've exposed you to my audience. Like, I would love a favor as well. Would you share this launch of this journal with your audience? And so many people were so willing to do so. And I'm doing the exact same thing with my current launch of the Mastery Journal, which is all about mastering productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. And it's just going to be really exciting to see the people that are coming out to support me doing this because they know that I've supported them in the past and will continue to do so in the future. So it's all about relationships.
Well, I'm going to definitely hug you because you helped me keep me on those stairs.
Hug it out.
So why do you believe people struggle with reaching their goals?
So people struggle with reaching their goals because they don't have a guide. They don't have a resource that's going to hold them accountable throughout. And that's exactly why I created the Freedom Journal, because I knew that we needed that accountability partner that won't let people fail. So the Freedom Journal is that guide. In 100 days, you will accomplish your number one goal. And I take you through day by day by day what actions and steps need to happen so that you will accomplish that big number one goal in 100 days. As I say, knock over that big domino and start your chain reaction of awesome.
So who inspires you?
You know, every one of my guests that I have on EO Fire inspire me. When I get to hear about their story, about their struggle, because as you know very well, Deborah, the first question that I ask is, what is your worst entrepreneurial moments? Take me to that story. Some people don't want to talk about it, but honestly, a lot of people do, because when you're successful, like, you can talk about the tough times. It's usually during the tough times. You don't want to talk about the tough times because it feels like it's never going to end. But when you've made it through the tough times and had some success, they're kind of fun to talk about. And that's the first story that I love to pull out from my listeners, Fire Nation. And I just admire them so much. And I just say, wow, like, you know, they had three kids and a mortgage and two cars and no money. And yet they still put it all on the line again and again. And they learned this and they learned that and they iterated. To me, it was fascinating.
I have two questions, but I'm going to hang on to one. I want you to tell us a little bit more about the Freedom Journal and what does freedom mean to you?
So to me, that word freedom is the ability to wake up and do exactly what I want to do within that day. Now, to me, that doesn't mean to do nothing, because I want to do things. Like, I enjoy having these type of conversations. Like, I had the freedom, Deborah, to say yes to this interview because I wanted to do this interview because I love having these conversations. So to me, the word freedom means my calendar is filled with activities that I chose to do, not because I had some, you know, high level boss that just you know, has an agenda for me that I have to follow or risk being fired, which, by the way, I've been in that position before. To me, that wasn't freedom. Freedom is what I found by becoming an entrepreneur. So I realized that I achieved freedom by accomplishing one big goal, launching Entrepreneur on Fire. So I said, if I can bring that ability for other people to launch whatever that one big goal is that they have, it might be a video show, it might be publishing their first book, it might be starting their own brick and mortar business, whatever that might be, if I can bring the guide, the tools, the resources that will allow people to accomplish their number one goal, then I've accomplished something big because I've given back to the people that support me in my journey. And that's what the Freedom Journal is all about. It's about accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days and having that step-by-step guide holding your hand every step of the way.
Well, I know it's almost time for you to go. So I just want to ask you, what words of advice would you have to offer someone who is struggling, facing a challenge right now?
So if you're struggling, if you're facing a challenge right now, you have to go out there and find people who are currently where you want to be. So keywords, you're struggling. You want to get to some place, but you're struggling to get there. Go find people who have overcome challenges, very likely similar to yours, because they're currently where you want to be. And really hang on those words. Like, don't go find Richard Branson, because unless you want to start an airline and a music company, like he might not be the right mentor for you because he's not the right mentor for me. I went out and found a successful business podcast host, Jamie Tardy of The Eventual Millionaire. I hired her to be my mentor because she was where I wanted to be, period. So find people who are where you want to be, reach out to them, ask them for advice, ask them for feedback, ask them to mentor you. By the way, a lot of them might say no, but your next follow-up should be understands, but can you recommend somebody like yourself who's achieved similar things to you that would be willing to give me advice, time, effort, energy? And the likely answer to that will be yes, and you'll have that person, and you'll be off to the races.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Well, everyone, that is John Lee Dumas from EOFire.com. You want to make sure you subscribe to his podcast. It's phenomenal. I suggest you do it when you go to the gym. You're driving. There's so much information, and I can't wait to meet you in person, John Lee. We're going to hug it out.
We're going to hug it out, Deborah. Take care.
Take care. Thanks. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for being on the Millionaire Woman Show, where we interview guests and share wisdom to help you through leadership, business, and human potential. We would love for you to join our podcast, subscribe to us, give us a 5-star high five, and share us with your friends. We want to help as many people as we can around the world and help you live your life rich from the inside out. We hope to see you on our next episode of the Millionaire Woman Show. Take care, everyone. And as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world and make today great.